With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Well, it's finally here. It's election day for voters in two states where they're choosing governors, and in the nation's largest city where there's a closely watched contest for mayor.
New Jersey and Virginia are holding elections for governor in two contests that featured weekend campaign speeches by former President Obama and telephone rallies by President Trump last night. In New York City, the mayor's race features Democratic nominee Zohran Mamdani, former Governor Andrew Cuomo, and Republican Curtis Sliwa. And California voters will decide on a statewide ballot measure that would redraw the congressional map.
Correspondent Greg Clugston says President Trump, who says he's no fan of Cuomo, has endorsed the former governor for New York mayor, adding that Mamdani is a communist. Still, Republican Curtis Sliwa is hanging in there, although Mr. Trump says a vote for him amounts to a vote for Mamdani. Complying with the courts, the Trump administration will partially fund federal food aid, the SNAP program, despite the ongoing government shutdown.
Two federal judges ruled last week that the government was required to keep the program running, but both rulings gave the administration leeway to either pay for the program entirely or partially. The process of loading SNAP cards, which involves steps by state and federal government agencies and vendors, can take up to 2 weeks in some states. The average monthly benefit is usually about $190 per person. That amount will now be reduced. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Despite a surge of flight delays and cancellations caused by the government shutdown, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy insists that air travel remains safe. If it wasn't, he says the administration would shut down the system. Watching Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 420 points. This is SRN News. A warning about sports gambling.
Betting on games has exploded in this country over the past 5 years, and college-age men are doing more of it than anybody else. Josh Hollinger, a professor of economics at Dort University, a Christian school in Iowa, is concerned. He tells the Gospel Coalition, quote, "I get the sense that it's quite common, even amongst Christian college students. When something is legalized and then is normalized by your peers, it feels safer to take part in." Michael Harrington reporting.
A lawsuit filed by three Dallas residents seeks to strike down dozens of city ordinances that they say violate a law that prevents Texas cities from adopting liberal policies. The law passed 2 years ago made it illegal for cities and counties to enact statutes that promote the LGBT agenda and other ideologies if they violate state law. The Texas Public Policy Foundation, representing the plaintiffs, says cities don't get to pick and choose which state laws they follow. This is SRN News. When it comes to college hoops rosters, the $20.5 million salary cap feels more like a suggestion than a rule.
College basketball navigating a new financial landscape with schools allowed to pay players, but most of the money goes to college players. The 2025-26 season will reveal how financial dynamics affect basketball. Some players, like BYU recruit A.J. Dibansa, have secured very lucrative NIL deals. St. John's coach Rick Pitino has leveraged these opportunities, but the impact of third-party scrutiny remains to be seen. Jason Walker reporting.
Lower energy prices put a bit of a dent in the bottom line of the Saudi oil giant Aramco. It reports a profit of only $26.9 billion in the third quarter. More details, SRNNews.com.